We hold him on the sugya of Bindi Mikhailim, Chlovi Sanoyim, Moroyim. They get among the Rishonim and the Paiskim how to deal with it. First, we have the sugya, Be'ed Nachopeis, Bingzem Machlikis, Be'isilah, Be'ishamai, whether it is Bindi Mikhailim or not. Maestro, Be'isilah says, Ein Bindi Vestir Mikhailim. We have Gemara on Shabbos, Kedav Kuvchopeis, that brings down a Merovo, Silva, Ein Bindi Vestir Mikhailim. Pashas. Once we have Beis Hill, the Rav goes this way. We paskin in binyan v'stira b'keilim. The lomdis. Once we have a sugya in the chagiga and the yudam and aleph, it says that we learn out all the melachos have been lech machshavas, and lech machshavas learn out from the mishkan the gemara daf testament base. In the mishkan was a case of koshim agabei donim. The shalmi says it's a case of karka. Everyone understands that karka has more of a chshivas over here, and since the idea of Shabbos is lech machshavas. Therefore, since Kalim is less of a Kshivas, you cannot learn out from the Mishkan. That was not the case in the Mishkan. That reason ain't been a Mysterio by Kalim. Come on, we showed him there is numerous kashas. There is number one on the Sugya of Ain Binyan by Kalim, and number two on the Sugya of Ain Stira by Kalim. So I'll divide the two things up, the Sugya of Binyan by Kalim and Stira by Kalim. First, inside the Sugya of Ain Binyan by Kalim, there is three different Sugyas. One is from the Gemara by us and that's called Beis and Beis. The Gemara says when you put a peg inside the handle of a shovel to create a shovel, Rav says Yichai Mishem Baino. Shmuel disagrees and says Makar Patrish. Tosef says the only reason why Shmuel disagrees is because it's a binyan kol dehu. Otherwise, Shmuel agrees to Rav. It's a case of Baino. Chori have Rav and Shmuel are saying there is binyan bekelim. One question. The second Tosef called Beis brings down the Sugya Dafim Zayin. A media shot a bed of a trail person goes from place to place. The Gemara says, Chaim Chatos. Says, we have Kabbalah, that means a case of Bain over here. A bed is a case of a Kaili. We seem to be saying, they are Chaim, it's not Bin and Mikhailim. And the third sugar that we showed him is, in the case of Megabin, the Gemara Dan Tzadikai, making cheese. So you have to answer all three sugars, what happens at the club, ain't Bin and Mikhailim. Negair to the sugar of Stira. It can be better than the mission that Kuch Menvav. The mission over there says Shoyva Odomus Achoves. Bavash Lo Yitzkan Lasses Kli. Over there it says Yidlan Destroy Achoves. Ein Stira Bekelim Mighty for Poseidon. Yet we have a Sugyo in Erevin Daf Melam Dalet. In the case you have a Migdal, you lost the Maftayach the key. And the Gemara says it is the Erev. In fact, the Gemara you have an Erev in one place, in the Mokka and the person in another place. The Loch is it's not a good Erev. The Gemara answers the case of Bin Shalavainim. The case where bricks went off another on this cloth over here, it was not stuck together with cement, so you can easily take it apart. Otherwise, the Gemara says it would be a baya to destroy this migdal. You have a baya. Why? It's a keli. And look, ain't stira b'kelim. So you have a stira, and you get to the idea of, we have a stira in the sugya of stira itself, to the idea of the mission Kuf Menvav, versus sugya in Erevin. To answer these questions, we'll come out, look, at seven different points, you say this. They come out, all of them are brought down la lofa. So I'd like to go step by step what comes out over here. First, we have again our sugya called Beis and Beis. We have a shell over here about you have a peg, it's on the handle of a shovel and create a shovel. Rav says you chai mishum boina, Shmuel says mishum makir patish. Come on, v'nechnan on the page. Now, on the page means it depends what Gemara you have. Most Gemara on the kuf gimel on a Beis. And always, how do they put it back in kuf Beis on a Beis? Said Rabbi Nachmanel, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is the machloikis of Ein Bina Mekelim Yesh Bina Mekelim. That's good for the machloikis. Rav holds Yesh Bina Mekelim, Shmuel holds Ein Bina Mekelim. Ends off Rabbi Nachmanel, the Kaimelon Ki Rav. You pass him like Rav, like all over. Pass like Rav, based through. Therefore, says Rabbi Nachmanel, we pass him Yesh Bina Mekelim. Pass Yesh Bina Mekelim, not like Basil, not like Rav, you have to know why, but you pass Yesh Bina Mekelim. There's one mahalach among the Yishayim ben Echinal on the page over here that says we pass in Yish ben Mikhailim. Can you do it? Here's a das yochid. That's one sheet of one mahalach. A second mahalach, punk fakert. Rashi sheetah. Rashi brought up by the Yishayim, and Rashi was times Rashi either daf mizayim aleph, Rashi daf ayin dalad, Rashi ben daf yud aleph. Rashi holds ayin ben Mikhailim klal, never. No cases. They point out you read the riff. We're talking about the Rishonim, by the Amban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran, and others. The Rif never says there's any time there is Bina Mikhailim. He holds ain't Bina Mikhailim at all. The Rashba says that's Rav Haigoin, that's Sireyim, that's Ruah, that's Orzruah, that's Gois Oshri. Berach, seven different Rishonim holds ain't Bina Mikhailim. Well, I, Lamaisa, we have these kashas over here. Now the idea of aimed mekalim klal, we'll have to see the halacha that's brought down. We'll make tziruf out of it. It's a very important sheet over here. So one is says Yireim a bigger why that even if Rav holds aimed mekalim, and we'll have to answer the sugya over here. He says because Rav holds the Gemara says in Bayah that mesikim bekalim biyontif. That means you have a kli, you want to burn it on yontif, destroy it on yontif. The mice it's mutter. How can you destroy a kli on yontif? Ain't steer godl mizeh. Says Yireim, it must be that Rav agrees ain't steer bekalim. That means you have to again answer our sugya, but Rav solely holds ain't steer bekalim. So let's go through, again, we have three kashas in binyan. We have to answer all three kashas. One place over here being the Rav from Midah Shot HaSayim. A salesperson travels from place to place. Chayv Chattas. So Rashi is his kasha. We'll get to the sugya Bezer Shem in 2 weeks from now. Rashi says, you know what it means, Chayv Chattas? Makel Patish. That means every time when you build something, you always have to worry about two things. Boyne Makel Patish. Forget even the kasha, what's bothering places? This is that I bring in a kasha, ain't been in Mekalim, I meet a Shota Zayin. Rashi says, Makel Patish. Very simple answer. I want to do the case of the shovel over here. Rav says, by case of a shovel, put the peg inside the handle, create a shovel, Chayv Misham Mitzad Boino. So either the way how the Rashba and the Goyin says on the page of Shulchan Aruch, Echlami, we passing Ein Bina Mekalim. But Rav, he passing Yesh Bina Mekalim. But not like a Bina Chanal and Zof, we passing like Rav, he passing not like Rav. He passing like Rav, he passing like Bishol, the loch is Ein Bina Mekalim. So you have an option to understand our sugya, the Rav, hold this way, we don't pass like Rav. The Bayah is the Reim points out, it can't be that way. That Rav holds, that the Masikim Bekalim on Yontif. He says over there, you can destroy a Kli. I behold, there is an Issa of Binyan, Issa of Steer Lechora. So the Reim says an interesting Mahalach. The Reim is saying, answers, the Reim is a Toysus, below the Zobay Mintz, he wants to answer. The Rav is saying, Shmuel is saying, it's Makar Patish. I'm saying, no, it's Baino. If it's Baino, it cannot be Makar Patish. And once it's Baino, the Loch is Ein Bina Mekalim, therefore it's Mutter. It's like a Tushlav. I'm coming to argue on Shmuel, it's Baino. And now what's the Baino? It's Mutter, it's Baino. It's Ein Bina Mekalim. That's how he wants to answer it. And they point out to him, Moshe Divros, he points out, the Reim is a bit chiddush over here, because you have to realize that the Rav said a bunch of statements, the four things Rav says over here. At Mesates, Avadis Chayim, Lushu Tanigol, Avadis Chayim Shem Boino. Only the case over here, but the case of the shovel, it's Boino, and not Chayim Shem Boino, it's a chiddush. Moshe wants to answer, a chiddush of Mahalach, what do you use the shovel for? For Karko. So the Gedo, a shovel is a Gedo of Karko. Therefore, Yesh Bina Vestir by Kalim. By Kalim not, but by Karka, yes. Unless this Kli is made to create a four Karka, a Shivit Mitzah Karka. A Chiddush Otsum. According to these Rishonim, it says, Ein Bina Klal, how do you answer the Sugya Erevim? By the case of a Migdal. The answer, as the Radish of the Gibbon points out, it's a Migdal Gadol. It's a big thing. Mem Sa, has the Gedav Karka. So it comes along again, we have seven Rishonim say, Ein Bina Klal. Well, nothing. No cases, ever case of binyan. Now, just if so, let's understand Rashi. Rashi in Daf Kuf Mem Vav says, Shoiva Odom is a chavis. What's the reason why it's mutter to chop off or to break this chavis over here? You get to the Gregorius inside. He says, Da'im bin makalkal shum ista b'shabbos. There's no ista being makalkal on Shabbos. Come on Rashi. There's no ista being makalkal. Makalkal about this also. Give me makalkal things on Shabbos. Says Iran, it's a kilkul and l'tzarech Shabbos. Kilkul l'tzarech Shabbos, the mice is mutter. In fact, the achroinim, the bialoch also, the chavetz chayim, there's no heter on Shabbos of kilkul l'tzarech Shabbos. Loi mitzinu v'loi v'inu, there's no heter, you can destroy things on Shabbos and it's mutter. L'tzarech Shabbos. No such thing. Just some locha, kilkul makes drabonim. Drabonim's also even l'tzarech Shabbos. So, numus achroinim, the other achroinim want to answer Rashi's l'shitosai. There are two ways of saying over how Rashi is Lishitosai. Either you come on and say, Rashi is saying, Avada, Shev, Adam, as a Chavis is Mutter, because ain't been in Bekalim, ain't steer Bekalim, we can destroy the Chavis over here. We have Nochabaya, Rashi says, always Makar Patish. Rashi says, Midashot Asayin, you critically, Makar Patish. Come on Rashi and says, when it's a Kilkul, you're destroying it, what's Makar Patish? The final hammer blow to create something. When it's a Kilkul, it's not Makar Patish. But not the study, it's the malacha with the kilkul. Usually, with the malacha with the kilkul, it's ulcer. Here, what's makapatish? The kilkel is not the malacha makapatish. It's not the malacha at all. Therefore, it says the Primogodim, the Avinazi, and others want to answer Rashi, the Moshe also Shuvah, also the first to be a Nafim, but Moshe is coming to answer this question. The whole Yisrael over here of Kilton and Rashi, I'm telling you why it's not Makar Batish. Afuk give me the Shota Sai. That's one Mahalach and Rashi. The second half of the girl I want to answer, that Rashi is saying the words that Abim Makalto Shum Issa B'Shabbos. Meaning, when you have Baino and then a Kilkel, drop on them. You have Chayrish and a Kilkel, drop on them. Chayrish and a Kilkel, drop on them. But here there's nothing. It's only Kilkel. Abim Makalto B'Shabbos and Issa. That mice is mutter. Kilkel in and of itself with Adam Malacha, that mice is mutter. The other says a base mayor, that's some safer. In the Yotiv, they want to say what Rashi means, Kilkel in and of itself is mutter. The only time it's osir, when you have a Malacha of Kleisiv with a Malacha of Kilkel, part of osir. But the Malacha in and of itself, mice is mutter. That means Kilkel by itself, we don't see any Isser. No Isser being Makalk or something. But they point out again, either Mahalach and Rashi, Rashi or Shetosai, it's not Boino, we're not discussing. It's not so you say we're not discussing. Ain't been a mystery of a Kalim. It's not either Makapatra, the Sugar of Kilkel. That's what I'm saying. My sense motto over here. So again, one sheet we have, Ben Echananul, is been a mystery of a Kalim. A second sheet is Rashi, the Reif, the Ime, Seven Rishonim, ain't been a mystery of a Kalim, Mechlal. A third sheet is on Daf Kopeza Beis, the Rabban sheet, or twice is on Daf Ein Dalvan Beis. Twice over there says that true that we say ain't been a big Kalim. When you already have a kli, there's no issa to do boina. Take one kli, attach to another kli, and attach one thing to another. However, there is an issa of lasas kli. Binim big kalim with the kli, the maisa is going to be mutter, but to create a kli from a scratch, that maisa is going to be usser. And go a little further than Ramban, also you can say, upon this, says Ramban, if a person does a maisa of a umma, they need an umma to go do it. And also the get of basically, and also be high for it. And therefore, the Rashi brings down the Smahalach on the Daf Kof Beis, the Ritva brings down the Smahalach, and the Ran, and the Miri, the Makom Mishnah, Tzora Chaim, Seva Batim, Seva Shlomo, 10 different Rishonim bring down the Smahalach. That the idea over here, the loch over here is that a person has a din of to make a kli, the Mises Pulser, Masha Enkin, the idea of bidding big Kalim to attach one kli to another, that's a case that's going to be Mutter. Now, first, what's the svara behind it? Why should that be that way? This smile that we have, and the good in Shulchan Aruch will say, "Chin Iker," the Iker Halacha. Moshe says the idea over here: we see Melech Machsheves, Karka to attach something to the ground that cannot be moved anymore, make it kvius. That's Choshev. Take a kli gadol, more than Memsa, it's kvei mokum. Usually has its place, a kvius. That's Choshev over here. That's also Shivas. To take a kli, they already have a kli. And you already have a kli and attach it together. What do you create? What's a kli before and a kli afterwards? It can move from place to place. The fact that it's been taught from place to place, it already was a kli, you created nothing. But let's say you made a kli, oh, you created something that had a Shivas. So the whole idea of by binyan, either has to be the Shivas inside, you attach it and it had a kviyas over here, you can't move it anymore. Or you created something. One or the other. But when you have a kli and attach other kli to it, or it's been metatl already, what do you do? Well, it's a kli, not create anything. That's yisoid over here. Now, build upon this yisoid, really this halacha among these yishoinim, they're all discussing the idea of binyan bekalim. What about you already have a kli, you have this chavis, what they hold the halacha is negated stira? Very important question over here. What's the halacha negated stira? That means pashas, you understand, a person cannot make a kli binyan. To destroy a kli, the maaser will also be osur seiser. Binyan and stira are opposites one to another. What do you say? No, just like we're saying, the loch is binyan big kalim is mutter. Well, isa kli is osur. When it already is a kli, it's seiser big kalim. It's seiser big kalim, maaser be mutter. Basically, the question is, shayv adam is a chavis. What's the loch in that case, according to these Yerushalayim? Is there an isa stira? Can you destroy the chavis? They're saying to create the chavis, that's basically, that's the bainah. Can you be safe to the chavis over here? Destroy the chavis. Is that going to be mutter? Well, no. If bainah is asr, safe is asr. They point out, to read the basis slowly, you sound like you're saying stereo is mutter according to these who showing them. What's the mechalic binyan bekelim is water, so steer bekelim is water. Anytime destroying a kli lemaisa is water. The Beis Yosef starts off saying that we have a kasha, the sugya of a migdol versus case of a chavis. How do you put two sugyas together? Migdol be osel gmos hamino, let's say binyan shel levenim, mashekin lechavis lemaisa is water. Come along, the Beis Yosef brings down the Ran, and the Ran wants to mechav to the case of a kli gadol or kli katan. The case of a migdol, this class over here is big. Mashiach, in the case of the Chovas, something that's small over here. Tosef Be'etzer means it's down that way in Irvin, the first Malach. Says the Beis Yosef, why does Tosef not like it? It goes on further. It says, you know what? Gemakul Beis and Beis, the case of the shovel. The case of the shovel is something that's small over here, and therefore we're creating it. Why is it also? Why is it also? Therefore, Tosef come along with the Malach of Mustaki. How does the Ran answer the question? So the Ran is different. The Ran says the Chilkin basically was bringing Bikalim. Ad kan Beis Yosef. So everyone asked the Beis Yosef, well, you just answered the Chilkin big and small by case of Migdal and the Chavis. You have a case of Kash of a shovel, say basically, you're back to Kash of Chavis now. How can you destroy the Chavis? It doesn't really flow over here. How do you answer Chavis?
It's small.
It's small. But my say basically is also, the Shoyim of Chavis should be also. One thing the Ran holds, that basically is also. So if there's an Issa building of a Kli, it's a Sais of a Kalim. The words of the Beis Yosef were after the Ikra. Imam has a Kashu, one to another. What did you just say over here? Tila Dovin brings down this Beis Yosef, says, Loisach Issa Lahovin, and he has a different shot in the Ran, not like the Beis Yosef. People are going to want to answer what it means the Ran holds a Sukhya Mustaki. That's the one called Benvavim Nalaf, like the other Rishayim. They point out the Ran never brings down the Yisayda Mustaki. Boy, the Rashbu is Mechabtin, big and small. He says, do not tell me Mustiki. You know why? That's a blood sheet and bayah. That's not the Chachamim. So the Pimgon has his kasha on the base basis and says, answers Mustiki. It can't be in the Mustiki, not in the Ran of the Rashbu. So the Pelo, what is the Yisoid over here in the base basis? How do you answer the Yisoid in the Ran? So, come along with Rachonim, Moshe again, the Tshuva, and Naftal, and Nafhei, discussing this point. He points out that it's true the loch is that binyan bekelim has a chashivas over here, but stira bekelim basically has a chashivas. But stira bekelim, according to these ten rishonim, is mice and water. The whole chibdin basically versus binyan bekelim is only in making the kli.
Not when it's big, when it's small.
One small. And he goes on explaining the lumdus over here. He says either you have a chashivas mitzad either the karko, or you have a chashivas making the kli. That's the gate to Baino. The gate to Stiro, the whole time Chshivas is there ticking through the Stiro. The Maisa, when you have a case of a Kli over here, there's no ticking through the Stiro, just destroying it over here. There's no Chshivas Be'etzem. That's not Saiser. That's no Malach, no Issa at all. And therefore, so the Maisa, whether he says you understand my Avon or not, Echshia, it's clear in the Beis Yosef that these we should have hold, there is no Stiro Be'kelem. Very important to you say it over here. That means first we have Rashi, the Imei 7 Rishonim say there's no binyan v'stira b'kelim. Now we have 10 Rishonim say there is basically there's no stira b'kelim. That means we have 17 Rishonim say you're allowed to store a kli on Shabbos. The Mechab and Sif Zayin is going to bring down the Shito. The Goyin is going to pass like this Shito. The Mechab says to some of the by any Yehudi, by a Goy. Mice, they're going to hold there's no din stira b'kelim. No issue at all. It means again, whether you go with Rashi, the Imei, or go to Ran, the Rashi, the Imei, for two separate reasons, they'll come out this way. Now there are other ways to answer the Beis Yosef. There's the Avnezer, there's a Chaznish. But the way how the Moshe says and the simple reading of the Beis Yosef is it of a siyakli? Is there a stira b'kelim? What's small? What's bigger than something else? That's exactly it's karko.
Well, it's called karko. So
as you get of oil, get of karko. But a fourth malach. Come on, the Ran. He has a kasha again. What do you do with the sugya of basically versus the case of a shovel? That he answers very simple. Case of basically versus Brittany McKinley. I had the answer the sugya of Migdal versus the case of Clovis. He answers the chilik between the case of big and small. It's fourth you say. That's how the Rashi Maisa goes with. The Shumat Hadesh and Shuva goes this way. The Moshe's first mile goes this way. Chilik between big and small. What is big and what is small? So the Elam saw the Shumat Hadesh. We're talking about Ozerua, and something more than Mem saw has a get of oil, a get of karko. The Amor is going to bring it down that way. The Rashba in Sugin Ervin says even more than Mem saw. Also, the get of Metalklam has to be even more than that. Now, he doesn't say what the shear is. The Chanish says in the Rashi what the shear is. Maisa, there's a Rashi, the voice of Kodesh. He comes along and says that there's a mustiki and more than mem saw. Don't say how big. Also, like a heter, so you can destroy it on Shabbos. And the Bialoch Maisa brings it down that way. It's not clear what the getter big and small is. Bialoch brings down when it's a mustiki. That's more than mem saw. You can make it through a case of a goy.
What?
I said the Bialoch is a semach upon any Yehudi. That's. I said, now just to send the Yisrael to the Ran, the Ran starts off that Rashi says Shoiva Odomus Achoves and Shabbos Mutum Tanasuga of Kilkul. In fact, the Ran, the Maisa, why Kilkul is not Mutter? The Ran says the Mutter, walk in the Tzarech Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos. Then the Ran goes a further, Miu, however, less Mecham to the Suga of Migdol and the Suga of Achoves, the case of a Kli Godel, the case of a Kli Koton. If the case of a Migdol is big, Majorin Achoves is small. Which says the word of Mihu. Is he continuing and saying it's a Kilkul Litzarek Shabbos and still it's only Mutter when the case that's small? No. Kilkul Litzarek Shabbos, that's Rashi Shito. Me, I'm speaking, when it's small, my sense Mutter, when it's big, my sense also. How do you read the Ram? So, best of you look at the Magavram, the first Magavram by us in Simon Shinya Dalad, they point out the Achid in Pshan Magavram, Krim Gonim Machta Shekel, who says Rat. He says over there that Rashi and the Ram are coming to argue with each other. And therefore, the Ran saying Kilkul Litzarek Shabbos, that's Rashi Shito. My Shito, says the Ran, is no smaller Maisa's Mutter, even out Kilkul, even without Litzarek Shabbos. The Maisa Magavam is coming to argue with the Oyla Shabbos. I mean, the Shuba says it is like the Oyla Shabbos, and Moshe says Tikr. That means even the Ran Shito, the Shaila, how do you read this? The reading of the words of the Ran? Is the Ran saying that it's big and small, but seer of Kilkul Litzarek Shabbos, or not? Mice again, right now we have four Yisraelis. Yesh binin Rebbein Echnanel, Ein binin Chlal Rashi the Rif. We have the idea of basically that's around the Rashbo. There is a case of Kli Godel, Kli Koton, also around the Rashbo. A fifth Yisrael over here, the Sugya of Mustaki. Come on, other Rishonim, and they ask again the Stira, the Gemara Erevin, the Sigmar and Shabbos, Daf Kuchmei Vav, the case of Chovev versus the case of Migdal. The case of Migdal, Gemara says, Be'etzim should be also less than Migdal Shalavainim. Mashayin Chovev says, Shoev Asamas Chovev, Shoev Odomas Chovev, Vaj, Leiskam, Lassikli, that's Roy for Shimush. How do you answer the two? So Tosis on Daf Kuchmei Vav, Tosis Erevin, the second Torah says, the case over here is Mustaki. That means we have a Sugya in Beya that says, we're discussing a mustiki, meaning a very shvacha kli, that wood parts were put together with tar over here, that Mar says according to Reb Elazar, that's Pshat the Mishnah. Kamalun Tyson says, Lav Dafka Reb Elazar, even the Chama agree that's the Maisa, the Kimta in the Mishnah. Now, if you read Tyson slowly, these two Tyson I just quoted are saying two different things, two different points. It's very important to realize they're saying two different points. Tyson Erevin is saying, what's a kli that's a mustiki, you can break on Shabbos, no problem. Shave of the Mesachovis. Meskli Nanamustiki is a case of a Migdol. That, the loch is, it's a Kli Gomer. And to break on Shabbos, the Oiver Binyan Vestiro. A Kli Gomer, there's an Isser Boyn on Shabbos. There's an Isser Stiro on Shabbos. It's not Samuel Gzeiro Din Rabbon. You're Oiver the Din, the Lamatas Melach of the Boyn of Vestiro. That's how the Reed is brought down that way in the Ritual of Ben Paris. They said there's a Binyan Vestiro in a Kli Gomer. Mashenkin, he retouches by Austin, Nafkuf, Mevov. He does not say that way. He says, once a Klee said, Musti Klee, we have no Gzera, Shemi, Skavan, Lassus Klee. Mashenkin, when it's a Klee Gomer, still not Boyden and Saiser, ain't been a Seer of a Kalem. We have a Baya, Shemi, Skavan, Lassus Klee. What's the Baya, Shemi, Skavan, Lassus Klee? The mission says, but Vlash, Lassus, Skavan, Lassus Klee. What's the Isra that? According to Rashi, it means Makir Patish. It's a Gzera, Otter, Makir Patish. That means if Etzem comes out by Kli Sholem, it's not a case of Mustaki. What's the problem? Tosfos Erevin saying one Yesoid is Binyan V'Stira. Tosfos by us and Shabbos saying forget not that Yesoid. There is no Binyan V'Stira. You have Gzeira Shem Yiskav and Lassus Kli over here. Two different Malchim. The Chonim Avnezer, Moshe, Chanish point out Tosfos saying two different Yesoids. The Chur, they did not go hand in hand. The Olam over here read the Beis Yosef. They said it brings down the words of the Rosh word for word in Erevin Paragimel. The Rosh over there starts off saying the reason why Mustiki is better than other Kalim is why Yevnoch Shah Shem Yiskav and Lassus Kli. Masha Enkein, when we Kli Gomor, what's the Bayah? Binyan V'Stira. They point out the Rosh has both Malchim. We're talking about the Beis Yosef. When it's a Kli Gomor, you have a Baya, a Bini Vestira Mamish. And when it's a Kli Gomor, you have a Baya, Shem Yiskam Lassus Kli. Frek the Achorinim, why does the Rosh say both Malchim? Why need both for? Either say like Tosin Erevin, or Tosin Shabbos. Either make it a Gzero, or make it a Suga of the Isser of Baino Saisa Kalim itself. So come along that and point out, Lachura, you need both. Could be both at Emes. We'll see the Lachura, Paschal, and everything. Now, the idea over here of a Kli Sholem that's been a Mistiro, fine. But also, let's say in the case over here of a Mustiki, you also have to worry about, you have a Kli Mustiki. You might break it and be a Bayam and Tadasuga, Maka Patish. So you have Noch Bayam, Maka Patish, Shem Yiskam, Lassus Kli. When it's a Mustiki, you won't be worried about the Suga, Maka Patish. That means the idea of Mustiki takes here that we're not worried Shem Yiskavin Mitzal Sugya Maka Patish over here. Two different Choshes over here. That means that both of them could be Emes. That means you read the Mechab by also Sif Aleph says there is Bin Mistir by Kalim. And if Maravam starts over Sif Kotan Aleph, this Shem Yiskavin Lassus Kli. We'll have to know how you put the two together, but it sounds like we're Saigon like Tosis and Erevin and Tosis and Shabbos. The best of the Rosh brings down both. Gerda Moshe and Tshuva, he points out, what's the nafkamina between these reasons over here? So he, in this case, Moshe is very important. Tshuva, discussing sardine cans, sparatin, or tuna fish cans, can you open up on Shabbos? Can you open up on Shabbos? So let's go through Tosis. So the corn Tosis in Shabbos, Shemi Skam, elastically, no one cares. Everyone open it up and throws it out. What's the big deal? You'll be a corn Tosis by us in Shabbos, open up tuna fish cans, is nichol the sugya of mustiki. And it's not mustiki. It's a strong kli, it's a powerful kli. But the whole issue is Shemi Skavin Las Kli. No one cares about making a kli. Mash Egg in the Tosin Erevin, it's a kli gomer. You're destroying it on Shabbos. It's a soiser. You cannot open up a tuna fish on Shabbos. So come along, the nafkamina is, even when it's not mustiki, would you have this heter by a tuna fish can? Moshe says, depends which Tosin are going with. Moshe says, now for carrot, that means that come down Tosin in Erevin, be more machmer. So it's for carrot, let's say you have a bag of sugar to open on Shabbos, no problem. Why no Shabbos can last kli? It's not a case of stiros case, no one cares about. So let's say you have a sakshal beged, which I'm not sure what that is, but a cloth beged, or maybe it's a big bag of these sugar or flour. The cloth, he says, mitzan the suga of mustiki, garbage. Mitzan the suga shemi skam last kli, he says, you have a bay over here. You always have to worry about two malchim over here. Now, you have to realize first that Moshe says an important thing. He says tuna fish cans is not mustiki. Next time we'll get involved, Machlokes HaPosekim, what defines mustiki? The fact that you throw it out, it's, tuna fish cans is a massive kli. But everyone throws it out. Is that mustiki or not? But Moshe is saying that tuna fish cans are not mustiki, it's a kli gomer. If so, you cannot open them on Shabbos, it's not a sugar mustiki. There might be other reasons why you can. So this is a good time, we'll get others first. As mustiki, Moshe says, Mechabit says it's author. Shlomazam might still disagree, saying it is mustiki. But again, you have to realize over here the different mahalchim. That means the mechaber. That means we have a kasher chovis. For the case of migdol, we have three tuotim among the rishonim. The tuotim are either big and small. The case of shemi skam lastis kli, or the chil between the sugya of mustiki when it's a kli shalom is bini v'soyser. All three are brought down shulchan aruch. The mechaber says a kli gomer is a case of stiro. Your magavam says shemi skam lastis kli. The mother can bring down the sugya of big and small. Now we'll have to get to the next Chabur, how in the world we passing all three, you only need one teretz. We might have passing all three over here. A seventh point over here is that come along, we have Tosin and Nafkot Beis and Beis. I mean, you have to realize there are four Tosin on the mind. Welcome Sheet, all four say different points. That means the Tosin of Ein Dalet says the sugya of Eistikli. Tosin Kufman Vav says the sugya of Mustiki Shemi Eskavin. Tosin Erevin says the sugya of Kli Sholem. And then here we have Nochat Tosis, a fourth point, Kuf Beis and Beis. He says the sugya over here, Chizik for Umnis. If you need a Chizik for Umnis, then Lamai says, Bin Yimistir Bekalim, to answer the case of a shovel, to answer the case of Midin Shalta Saim. Mash Enke was no Chizik for Umnis, then we say, Ain Bin Yimistir Bekalim. Then Lamai says, Bin Motor. A Bin Ara versus a Bin of Prius. Now, what does that mean? Come on, Bekhoinim and say, are the two Tosis going to come to argue with each other, Naf Ayn Dal versus Kuf Beis? And Dal Tosin says you sort of basically making a kli. That's all he says. Tosin Kof Beis says only you sort of chizik for umnis. That's the getter of Yesh Binim Stir Bekalim. Says the going in Shulchan Aruch, Lavdeis and Tshuva, they go hand in hand. It's not a machlekes. When it's chizavik v'umnis, has the get of oisikli. Once it's oisikli, it's not being a big kalim, it's oisikli, therefore yechayiv. Others go this way, Agami with the Pisha does not seem to go this way. There seems to be a nocham alech over here. First, what comes out, just a sukkum in this chalik, is that we have a sugya of Ein Minu Siva Kalim, that's Beis Hillel, that's Rava, that's Aleph. Second, the Geitu Binyan Boina, we have three kashas, we have Mitzvah Kasayim, the case of Gabin, case of Shovel. To answer that, we had four different Malcolm among the Rishonim. We have either Repaskin, it is Binyan Siva Kalim, the Ben Echanadal, we have Ein Binyan Siva Kalim, that's Ben at all, that's the Rif, and that's Rashi, you have to answer Maka Patish. We have either sugya of Oisikli, the man of the Rashbo, or Chizik for Umnus Taisis, for Malcolm. Negate to the sugya of Stira, we have a kasha of Chavis of Migdal. We have two Mahalachim which have to be. We have Mahalach of Big and Small, or the Mahalach of Mustaki, which have two Mahalachim of Mustaki. Either the idea of Kli Shalom is Binu Stira, or the sugya of Kli Shalom, the Gzer Hashem is Kavim last spring. The Nocha sugya we are Megabin. Now, Megabin, I'm not clear where to discuss it ever in Shulchan Aruch, so this is the best place to discuss it. It's brought down Lalocha in Mil Sugya Bayra and Simon Shinya Tess. It's brought down Mil Sugya Ma'amar by the Maghar of Ram. So, like this course, focus on the Yisraelis and I think very practical Lalochas that come out of the Sugya of Megabin. Now, first, we have a Sugya in the Tzadokay that brings down a Brisa that says someone who's Choylev, Mechabetz, Megabin, Kegregorous, person is says a Blazer, is Chayiv and Shabbos. Okay? On Yotiv, of course, Malkus, and Shabbos is Chayiv. So first, what are these three stages of making cheese? Chaylev is you milk the cow. The Gemara says, why are you chayev from chaylev? Mefarik. Mefarik told her to dosh, which she didn't have to know. How can you do some Shabbos? Not a sugya. The second thing is mechabetz. What's mechabetz? So Rashi brings down two pshatim, one's Rambam, one's his. That either the idea that you put the rennet inside the milk, it separates the milk from the curd over here, the catalyst over here. And the Gemara says, chayev mitzad, sugya of boyer. Or there another stage, after you already separate the things, you put it inside a bag and you drain out all the milk. It's the sugya bar. So that's chaylev, that's mechabetz. Then the third stage, megabin. Megabin is you have the curds. I assume everyone knows what curds are. Curds away from the. Fine. Curds are the leftover pieces when you separate the way. Curds. That's in English. Right. You press them together and you make cheese.
What is it?
Curds. English, anybody?
The
little piece looks like cottage cheese pieces. They end up sticking together, you make cheese over here. Therefore, the Rambam brings down what's the is over here? Should you call him a chabit chelik al chelik? Someone presses together smaller pieces and make them into a guf echad to one. It's daimut boina. Therefore, boina has a toldo, one of them is oil. Simon Shittas Vav has a whole day simon about that topic. And then we have Megabin, making cheese, which is nowhere, just brought down Lalocha by the Maghar Ram, Mishibu and Simon Shinya Tess. The obvious question is, Ein Bini Mestir Bekelem, Megabin. The words of the Me'iri is, if you hold Ein Bini Bekelem, it's only by Eichel, Ein Bini Be'eichlem. Why in the world should be in Isra or be Megabin on Shabbos? Boino, if you allow to make a kli, you still make food over here. So one malach, the Rashba and the Rit for the Meiri and Lashlom, all the Shitotsi says, Jew ain't been a big kalim, but oistically is also. They answer Megabin is oistically. You made cheese over here. But my says also. I had an answer according to Rashi in the Rit for the of Haiga and all the Rishonim say ain't been a klal. We said the seven Rishonim said ain't been a klal. How do you answer that? So there is one malach, the Be'er Yitzchak. We're talking about the Shayatzin, Tov Rishlam and Zayin. Before, in the way the Torah says, Chacham wants to answer. That who says Alocha of Bimagabin is Chayiv? The Gemara says the Blazer. The Blazer, Shemuti, is a Talmud of Beishamai. Beishamai holds Yesh Bini Mekalim. Therefore, in Echadami, the Blazer holds Yesh Bini Mekalim. Therefore, Yesh Bini Bimagabin. That's how they want to answer. They point out, that's very good according to certain Rishonim. The Mice, the Rif, and the Ozerua, they pass it in Bini Mekalim Klal. And they paskin megabin. They paskin both. So the Chori can answer this mahalach. So how do you answer, what's the iser of making cheese over here? So the iser question of Chaim, he wants to answer that oichel is worse than kalim. Making oichel over here. Oichel is ultimately. Mice, there is a Meiri, which really is a serious Meiri, that says Kenan has no chivas. Making food, food is very important. Everything is food is important. Has chivas to it. Yeah, Shlotin over here. But the Rebbe Yashiva, he wants to answer this question. He wants to say that Isa Kalim Mice has no chivas to it. But to change the whole Mohosa Dover from curds to cheese, to create a new entity over here that no one recognizes, that has a chivas to creating something. That means you ask anybody, how do you see cheese from milk? They don't know how process how it went that way, even curd, cottage cheese to cheese, how does it change one to another? This is a mamash Bar Chadosh over here. The Bar Chadosh has a chivas to it that even the Rishonim who say, Ain bin of a steel mechanim, but Magavim Maisir Chayiv. Why is it Chiddush? But Maisir, we say that even though there might be Ain bin of a kalim, but Maisir to making cheese, we passing Yesh bin of a kalim. That it's like the Loch of Kay, like. So, to make it clean on Shabbos, you allowed to do that? It's worse than making it clean.
You're reading it today.
We'll have to get to that. We'll have to get these problems. Just first, take it a step further. By Megavin on Shabbos, Maisa, the loch is your chayiv. On Yontif, to go do it, Maisa, to erase its mutter, go down the way the loch, it's a tough kufyud. Except since you should have done an Erev Yontif, therefore, it's the Isra Rabban over here. Let's say you cannot do it Erev Yontif. Would it be mutter to make cheese on Yontif itself? That's a Shiloh. Let's make another question. A house falls down on Yontif. Can you build a house on Yontif? Can you build a house on Yontif? What's a Shiloh? The Klal in Hilchos. Yontif called Mitoich. Mitoich is something that's Chutter at Eichel Nefesh. So it's going to be mutter. It's not anything another chol nefesh, anything that tzarech hayom, the mice is mutter. Can a person build a house on Yontif? I need a house on Yontif. I need to be somewhere. Yeah. Kamal Tosin Daf Tanakai asks this question. He says, the reason why I cannot build a house on Yontif is of din dechol. Din de rabban over here. You want to build a house on Yontif? Your ice is mutter. That's of din dechol. Cheese of din dechol. Making house on Yontif of din dechol. Only the rabban. Atzal Hasheni, the Rambam in the Hilchos Yontif, Parak Aleph says, building a house in Yontif is an Issa Deraisa. Issa Deraisa. Where Machloik is, can you build a house in Yontif Deraisa or not? The Chodim Issa and the Rambam, I, what happened to the Sugyo of Mitoich? If you make cheese, why do not say that the same halacha that the person can build a house if it's told one to another? So they come along and they say, first, the Yisrael over here, that the person saying mitoich from the av to the toldor and vice versa, really from toldor to the av. That means come along with some sefer and the shalomesh and the avnez and others. The wataina, the holy sugya mitoich, is only the idea is only from the av to the toldor, but not vice versa. And they explained what is the chilu between boina and megabin. Why is megabin the toldor and why is boina the case of the av over here? So the Evna Ozel, he wants to say that the sugya of a toldor, we have two toldors, oil and megabin. An av is a bias. He says the oil is spreading out the tent, making protection. The idea of megabin is mekabetz chelik al chelik, Rosh Hashanah, putting things together and pressing it together as being one. A house be'etzem is both. A house is a protection. You put brick by brick, and you also mekabetz chelokin one to another. When you have both, that's the av. The told is when you have one or the other. Mekabetz chelik, megabin. Protection, oil. Together, that's bias, that's the av over here. Therefore, it's very good. Why do you not say the sugya mitoich? Can you not say mitoich on oichel nefesh for megabin, which is the case of mekabetz chelik al chelik, to the av, which is more than that, mekabetz chelik al chelik, and the sugya of protection? It just doesn't work that way. It cannot be that way. You have no raya, mitoich one to another. It's one way of saying it. The stipler does not like, and also wants to argue with it. He wants to say different mahal between the case of Av and the Toldo. Dav is a case that's Mechubel Karko. Mash Enkin, an oil. But Mechav is a case not Mechubel Karko. That's the title of the Torah. It's already that way. It comes out also, you cannot say the Sugya Mitoich, because they're working in two different ways over here. There's an interesting Neshua. He says, the Maisa, to make a Gvin on Yontif, make cheese on Yontif, that is only if you plan to eat it on Yontif. Let's say you plan to keep it around. Then the Maisa, that's like building a house. That you can't do. You can't plant leaves and cheese around. He says, if you make cheese on Yontif and you eat it on Yontif, it's like building a house on Yontif and destroying it on Yontif. building a house on Shabbos and destroying it on Shabbos, that lemaisa is mutter in that Torah. Masha enkein, do it for zman, that's also. Again, the word of Neishu is very clear. His example compares the case of a house. He says, you want to build a house and destroy a house, maisa, that's mutter. Come look, some Soif, it says, you're allowed to build a house on Shabbos and destroy a house on Shabbos? That's bin l'sho'o. And bin l'sho'o, we said in the last chaburo, build a house and destroy the maisa, that's also. Also.
He says in Shabbos,
and he's going to touch on Shabbos. He says, no, Isser, destroying. Maisa, they point out, who's saying bin l'sho'o, the maisa is also? Pelo on the Bnei Yeshua. Some Soif, who says bin l'sho'o, the maisa is motor? By an umbrella. Some Soif. In fact, the Achrenim, Tildovas, Bavos, and others, Maisa, I'm sorry, you say to yourself. But actually, the Maisa, we have a Yisayit over here that what is the halacha of building a house on Yontif? It's machlokes between Tosfos versus the Rambam, is it Din Deraisa or Din Derabanan? Now, who really cares? So there could be two nafkaminas. One, not too practical, one, very practical, and again, come out every Shabbos. One is, let's say your sukkah falls on Sukkos. Can you build it? Years ago, when I lived by my parents, so there's a hurricane in New York, the tri-state area. So it happened right before Sukkot. People built a sukkah, came Erev Sukkot, and the hurricane was coming to New York City. They told everyone to take down your sukkah, because you don't know what's going to happen. So most people took it down, and a neighbor, Ibn Chacham, did not take it down. So it was Erev Sukkot in the morning, and it was terrible winds. Actually, it was in my back of my parents' house, there's a big, massive glass doors. I stand there watching the hurricane. I watched my neighbor's sukkah go over his wall. He had a wall, fly up, fly over to where my wall is, come down, and smash down. Mamish, destroy. Flew up. Gets there a couple hours later. The hurricane calmed down. There's like 3-4 hours left to sukkahs. And the whole area, tri-state area, was building the sukkahs. Mamish Tulyantif. So some of us had all our pieces ready to be built. Others had to smash sukkah, had to take it down, bring it to their porch, and rebuild it. The question is, can you build a sukkah on Yom Tov? Through a guy. Through a guy. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and sing the Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. It brings down a Pesach Olam, according to the Be'er Yitzchak, the Kavanah Rav, that says, L'maisa, through a guy, it's mutter. A guy is mutter. And there's a very important cheshbon why he's saying it's mutter. Look in the Deir Shul at the back, it brings down what the cheshbon is. So let's go through it as far as over here. The Feet Taisis, what is it, Issa Baina on Yom Tov? Dirabonon. Odin Lechol. Issa the loch is Simon Shin Zayin Sifei, the Mechaba Paskins, Iskin Goy is a Shvus, building Yom Tov is Shvus, Shvus to Shvus, Mokka Mitzvah, no problem. Elamai, Mechosh, the Ramam Shito, the building a house is their Iso. The Moshito, Shim Nurish Einvov, Sif Aleph, brings down the Baal Iter, the Ran Gitin Naches, that says over there, the example the Ramo is to put on lights for the Shabbos meal. According to the Baal Iter, let's serve Shabbos, the Maisis Motor. A tzarek kodol, lights for the meal. It's mutter even by one deraisa. Putting on lights, lighting a fire is deraisa. The Baal Itl Maisa says mutter. The Ramah says only to be, not to make a macho against it. Mishmua says not to pass like this. Moshe Tshuva says Maisa can't pass like this. Baal Itl Mokum tzarek kodol. Ben Eich Shia said the Mishnah Berurah. Negate the Rambam will be mutter for the Baal Itl. And he says ke'in svek sveko. Not Toysvis, it's mutter. Alamai the Rambam, when we start with the Baal Iter Shito. I mean, if you hold the corner of the Rambam, it might be mutter. Korn Toysvis, it's only mutter. Kain Svek Svek, the Maisa built the house in Yontif, no problem. Fine, that's one case that could be practical, not too practical. Building a sukkah in Yontif through a goy, Maisa's mutter. Sukkah, that's not another question. It's far better. That's an old Sheila. That's the Mishmua sense. Negate every Shabbos. People, houses glow, and they have no chashmal. The question is, can you go tell a goy to put on the chashmal in your house? Let's say a person, very simple, has only a chashmal electricity over here. Only has these type of lights over here, no incandescent, there's no ash over here. Let's say he doesn't have any fires creating over here. Can you tell a goy to put on the lights in your house? So everyone knows chashmal is a big tumul if it's a shiloh, deraiso, or drabon. Chamnus says it's a shiloh of boino. Akapatish. Numerous Paiskim say it's a sukkah of Neulit only in case of Drabon. But also, Shalom Drabon on Deraiso. So let's plug it in. The Eskin going to go do it. On the Tzadis Drabon on Shvush Shvush Mokka Mitzvah. On the Tzadis Deraiso, we have a Baal Itis that's putting on lights. That's the Ramot brings down. So the Chura, the mamokim to matter, to go tell a goy, pe moly, put on your lights on Shabbos, the sugu megabe. I'll sing you. I've asked people who say you can't do it. I asked them in the cheshbon, the shaitzian. They haven't answered me yet why that's so. I wrote to them, I asked them, look, the answer, pash should be mutter.
Good
enough. What?
Is it only on yantar?
No, that case you have to put the sugar, the long the shabbat, it does not make a difference. The cheshbon shabbat. Void, the shayat seen, the simon shin the things down, anytime there's a machlikis, a shayat lochamig is, do you abundant order iso? The Torah Sol says, but kolius in all cases. The loch is negate, a meal and ochu, give a gather, do abundant. So two mishnebuas seem to say negate, a chashmal, when chashmal blows the house on Shabbos, maisi go tell a goy, per moly, put on, no problem. No problem. No, if you don't need, you don't need. Ekhrami, I'm talking about Friday nights. When you need lights, don't need lights, don't need lights. When you need, you need.
The bad difference is that you can be
made because there's no bath. Yeah, you still have some lights. You have to still have lights. It depends. The bathroom don't have lights. It depends what you have. I mean, I have a neighbor that makes lights Shabbos electricity. They have no lights. The lights go out. Nochi soy megabin is when a person has his cheese. Can you? We're saying to make cheese on Shabbos is boino megabin, told them. Can a person first eat the cheese on Shabbos? Is that soyser? If there's boiner, this soyser. Can you eat the cheese? So that's very simple. The loch is: can you eat your food and grind your food out of time? That's derech achilo. Can you eat your food and take out the pits from your mouth? You have to swallow the pits. That's burger. That's derech achilo. So if there's something that's derech achilo, that's not a problem. Well, that's mutter, not a shiloh here. The question is, can you cut cheese on Shabbos? Are you allowed to cut cheese? The mice is, you're coming over here and you're ruining the cheese. If you cannot make it, it's boina. If you destroy it, why is it the case of soy over here? So there seems to be this. And I think these are the, sounds like the Maisa also the cut cheese on Shabbos. Sounds like it's also. Maisa, they point out that before Shemishnah that way, Daf Kuk HaBeis, it says a person can take a Mekiro and cut cheese. Before Shemishnah, you're allowed to. Don't tell me it's also Avada's Mutter. The question is, why is it Mutter? And again, we'll get to Nachmiz that are practical over here. Avada's Mutter. Now, again, the Gan HaKhonim is questioned to ask Chomi Blaib Sarachian. The way of the Gilyon HaShas, a bit of angle, he wants to answer. Because according to the Rand Shita, the loch over here is there's bini bekelim, but there's no stira bekelim. Very good, there's no stira. Boina is also, but stira lemaisa is mutter. So that's why you eat cheese. Problem with Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, not like the Rand, they hold if it's a kli gomer, it's a sai boina sai soiser. That's how far you understood this question. You want to answer only if you're the Rand. The Tila David and others bring down a mahalach that something is not, the whole idea of soiser is soiser am nas livnois. If something is not possible to be lived nice, you can't recreate it. You cut cheese, can't reattach it together. It doesn't go that way. It's not in the parsha of soyser. Soyser would be something that's in the parsha of almas lived nice, whether you live nice or not, that'll be a din rabbanon. But it's not in the parsha at all. Kiyuzet, that's not nichol together of soyser. L'chura, to connect the Reim, we said at the beginning of Chabarot, the Reim says, how do you know that the aloch is ain't been of seir bekelim, even going to Rav? He says, masikim bekelim. A person that burns a kli on yontif, the loch is mutter. Well, you can't, once you burn it, put it together. Yeah, he's saying, ain't bidden, bekelim is the rather rab holds this way. Who are there? Your reim is against the tilu david. So it's very short term. It's a gam, we'll see later on in our sermon, in Sivches, ke'in zed is a bialocha. Bialocha says, when you rip a string on Shabbos, there's no iser. I is kureya. He says, not shaykh, I'm not slit for. No one takes string and they sew it together, they might make a kesher together. Not amnas litfor. You have to make a mechab between the two sugyas over here. A third thing they want to say, how to answer why you're allowed to eat cheese on Shabbos or cut cheese on Shabbos, says the Benish Chai, kis derech achilo. Just like you're allowed to put it in your mouth and eat it, what's the difference? You break in the hands and eat it. He points out, if that's so, then only la'alti you're allowed to. But to cut cheese and not eat it right away, you want to tie it to salsa.
Yeah.
Only miyad bimotar. And afterwards?
Yeah,
you said be yodav actually doesn't. No, he's loved after. In the case of Medu with a knife. But the Maisi points out the grass is before she allowed to cut cheese earlier, and he's not sure why Maisi allowed to cut cheese. Again, you have to realize this cash that Khrim grappling with, how can he cut cheese over here? There's another malach that they said in Shurim, Rav Sharman, Bliashim, they want to answer. The whole idea of seis is undoing what you created. No one takes cheese and undoes it and makes it curds. You might cut it, but you know me, make it curds over here. Since you're not putting back the stage before, and not nothing to get of a seiser. Which then you have to know, if a person has a vase on Shabbos, how to make a vase, I think take sand, blow it up, make it into a glass thing over here. See, last smash a vase, because you're not undoing it back to sand. It's kiddush over here.
There's two buildings. There's the building of the clay, and the building of a vase. I mean, so clean, like any machine.
But again,
there's no building in food. If you make...
And also, you have to know, if you take cheese and grind up cheese, saying that's not curds, also. That's not grinding up. Again, it's a chiddush. I say you had to put it back to the original state, that's so you say it's a chiddush. That's the one answer. So, Zalman, he wants to answer if the whole bidin, the whole matorah is to be eaten, that's not nechel again of soyser. Soyser means to ruin something. Here it's to get his tachlis to be eaten over here. So, there, again, there's seven. Food of Mahalchim, and I answer really this question, why Abadi Lade cut cheese? That's a Mishnah allowed to. We get to Afkamino is sushi. Can you separate sushi? It won't be that simple. Maybe this slicer. We'll get to step by step. We have a... Let's take one other case first. A case of making ice on Shabbos. Making ice, is that Megabin? Sticking Megabin, what do? Take molecules, you slow it down, it gets stuck together. The person makes ice in Shabbos. So there are those who are makel or moishel or b'shem chaznish. Those say it's nichel negeda of noilad. And if makom tzarech, the ma'isi can be makel. The lochem tzim at the end of the tzimishin yuches. Ma'isi, what happened to megavin? Why is it not boina? So Rabbi says he can't make ice in Shabbos as megavin boina. He says that. Ma'isi, numa drachonim one disagree. Either come the sugi of it's not be miskayim, it's an atzmoi, it's an outside fact over here. Other ones say nichli get of grama, might have to wild and so grama still is also on Shabbos. Some will say it's not becoming chelik al chelik over here. It's about some just already was one chelik, or the lashon of that they're just slowing down and sticking together by itself. L'chur to answer this, and to answer another question, the person make an egg on Shabbos, you fry an egg. So the Gemara says you can fry an egg in the chamo. Bortan lalocha tzimun shin yukas. Megabin. What happened to making something? We made a liquid into a solid. Why is that not mamash a case of megabin? Before to answer these two questions, we'll come on from a third sugya. There's a halacha in Siman Shin Mem in Sif Yud that the Mechaber discusses when a person has a develo and he wants to press them together, these dried figs, to make them into one big cake of a fig. Halacha is also mitzvah sugya ma'amer. That means they have all these dry figs pressed together, make them into one big cake. Also ma'amr. In fact, the mogavrom ma'amr, megabein, boino. You're creating one big cake over here. Should be also as megabein, boino. Says the mogavrom, you say it over here. Boino is only also ki mechavim liyafoish lashvoisoi. Only when making it a nice tzuro, a nice shape, to give it a nice design, that's megabein. Cheese, it comes out square, it's nice, that's megabein. The words of the chayodom, you have to give it a tmuna. The words of tmuna is make it square, you make it rectangle. That's megabin. Stomp sticking things together, they stick together, that's nothing. Egg doesn't have a nice shape. It's not a lashweisoi. Ice is not a lashweisoi. Some ices might be in the square over here, it's easy to make. But most, we don't really care about that. It's not your point over here. The point is, like, go to the ice machines over here. They're all a bunch of pieces. Might be easier, but no one's coming to make it make a nice size and shape over here. What? So Shlomo Zalman is the question on Yontov. Why is that? He has the question. Yeah, and once you want Yontov is different. Now, building upon this megabin, with this idea that making a size and shape of mice is also megabin, come on, the place came Kishvarach brings down this way, the Masham brings down this way. He discuss, you have eggs and onions, egg salad, and you go to these simchas or some people's houses, come to the table, there's a nice bowl over there. I scoop it out, nice bowl over there. Or right next to it is another one of the liver over there. Right, so made two nice bowls over there of the chopped liver and egg salad. Is that an issa of megabin on Shabbos? Is that an issa of megabin? Why do you do that? Says the Kishon Aruch, he brings down the halacha of the Mogavram, ulechein kishachotchim betzalim and beitzim, make egg and civil. He says, yesh lezar megabin. Kishon Aruch paskins, you cannot make this shape over here. He's sticking things together, making a shape. The Ashvoisai, the Apoisai, giving a tmuna to it. That is Megabin. He doesn't say there, I saw. The words of the Marsham, when he brings down by Shabbos the Gadol, draws to tell people they don't know, be very careful. He writes this case, somebody writes civils, writes Yiddish, together with his eggs. He writes, Marsham. Goes this way. The Shmir Shabbos Perikud Aleph. The words of Rabbi Yaakov, people like the English for him. Pressing loose chunks of tuna fish, chopped eggs, or chopped liver in a smooth salad shape is boino. You want to make these balls over here? You have a bayam inside the sugya of boino. Pelo. First, one question you ask right away: Daf Shaltana. Daf Shaltana, you put a door on, you cement it on, smash it down, no problem. Kava says to put on, smash it, no problem. Who are you going to have to answer? Why it's different? According to that case, ain't also the kiyam klal. This is also egg salad. You come to serve it. Ain't also the kiyam klal. Ain't also kiyam klal. Gadol means there. You have to answer. Who are you going to have to? The Mos says, Echnami by a Yisrael should not do it. Only by case of a Goy or Kotel or Yisrael Bashinoi. Otherwise, the Pella is Nichol and Ain't also the kiyam klal. Aleph. You have to ask going to the Ramo. The Svanim won't have this Chumro. Or the Archashukh and the Gozak, the Mechab won't have this Chumro. Aleph. But you say even further, L'chor Yesh L'chalik. Megabin is cheese, salad, a block over here. But here it says that the Betzin and Shuvah, the Pella, this thing is soft. It doesn't, you push it down and it claps right away. This is, it has it Shuvah for a moment. This is Nichol to get a Megabin creating something over here. In fact, Rabbi Yashiv, this makes it something that's one over here. The Chodashoni, Rafal, Roberkowitz, they all ask, will the Achronim come to argue the Kitchen Larch? The best in the Das Torah on the page of the Mishin Chofalov says, not what he says in Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. I'm not sure which one was first, which one was second. So there's a starker taino, something that's so weak has no Chshivas in an active mind over here. The words of Cheshav Eifoid and Shuvah, he says, to Limud Chosim, not Nevim, Nei Nevim Klai Yisrael, everyone makes these bowls of egg salad, everyone makes this chop live over here. So big tumult, if you allow him to make it or not, there's a bowl of egg salad, is it Nichlim Megab or not? The Shtark is far to be Megal, and the Arpais can Maisel Machmer. The Maisel Ar Machmer over here. Now those who bring down this Machlekes, well, they want a Taino, maybe what the Elam is doing is much better. Come on the Urcha Shabbos, the Nishma Shabbos, they want a Taino, what is it Isra Megabin? Megabin is Betzem, putting things together, the Kabbis Chelik and Chelik, and the Ashvois Le Apoisoi, and they give a nice Tzura to it. Let's say it was all made Erev Shabbos. So you have a massive tub, you take out the refrigerator, and then you take the scooper and you put it together on top of the plate. That they want Taino. That's not the Melacha. The Melacha is putting it together and giving a shape. If already was either put together, already was put together, what you're doing is only giving the shape. That's not Megabin. Megabin does not mean to give a shape. It means to give the shape in the matter of connecting one to another. So numerous times, depends on what you're doing in your house, but most people make the exile before Shabbos, a little before Shabbos, then putting in a shape on Shabbos, the mice that's mutter. They point out, it can be moist of that. Let's say one person makes the egg salad, puts it all together, and the other person does the scoop. No one hit the isser. It's chetzi mocho, it's not chetzi share. He made the egg salad, put it all together, no baya. He made the scoop, he did it, also no baya. What's the problem over here? It's chetzi mocho, no problem. The Maisel, Rav Oz and Shuvah and Chelik Vav, he's discussing taking out a scoop of ice cream. Which they made ice cream before Shabbos. He says to Machmer, that means Rav Oz did not understand like his Talmud or Shabbos. The Rebbe Gazok, no, the Maisel, the fact that you're doing it, putting it all together, and also Nichon the Isser of the Kitzer over here. On the side of the Machmirim, that egg salad is Osir, can you eat the egg salad? Is that Soysa now? Just like we're discussing by breaking cheese. Is that Soysa or not? We have a bunch of reasons. You go through the reasons, a lot of them do not apply by egg salad. How can you eat the egg salad? If it's this work, it's not Shaykh Amnas Livnois, the Tila Dovid, the Ime. What do you mean? It falls apart, put it back together. It's Shaykh Amnas Livnois. If it's inside the Sugya, in the Chazlak Kadmusa, does it go back to its original state? It is going back to the original state over here. It's falling apart over here. If you go back to the Mahalach, the Derech Achila will be mutter. Go to the Mahalach, that the Matorah is Achila will be mutter. That means, depends how you answer cheese, would there be an Isser Negev to the Sugya of eating this egg salad on the Tzartim Machman egg salad? Again, you can argue the point and say it's mutter egg salad. One more step. Can a person make sushi on Shabbos? Basically, that you have over here rice and seaweed, and some people actually put in real fish, and you have vegetables over here, and you wrap all together, and you make this nice thing that in the restaurants look very nice, when the kids make it, very interesting. But fine, you serve this thing, it's all stuck together. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So those are machmen, egg salads, koshkin machmen on sushi, and bada salsa. I mean, according to the Kishon Aruch Chabad, you cannot make sushi on Shabbos. Even those who are mekel, I mean, because also there's shuvah about it, but Berkut's also, they tend to, why in the case of egg salad, was egg salad, is egg salad? Mashing went from curds to cheese. Here went from what? From rice, vegetables, fish, to sushi. A change made a double chodesh over here. Void is stronger. Eggs fall apart. The sushi, at least the ones made in the store, where you have good rice to stick together, your mamish made something over here. It's a good thing over here. And therefore, the Minchas Asher, now Berkut would say, the mice make sushi and Shabbos, the chur is Asher. Megabin. Megabin. Now, the putting in your mouth to eat it, no baya, because you'll have to twerk in your mouth or burn in your mouth. Can you take apart the sushi?
It's brachas.
So, right, so we discussed the sugya of brachas, what brachas going to make. We point out if usually the rice is not roiv. Therefore, numerous places can say you have to make four different brachas. Right, if you have avocado inside, you make a domo, and you have to make a shackle, and a mezainis. If but a Shabbos meal, it won't have these brachas. But during the week, you'll have to make four different brachas. So what do you want to do? You want to take it apart now. Are taking pause that nichol get a soyser? Maisi goes through the svaras. Not that simple. Is it chayzila kadmusay? Yes, it is. It's a soyser over here. Is it shaykh hamnas and sake? Put it back. Of course, shaykh put it back together. I've seen them put it back together, my kids. So according to those views, the chayzila will be in heter to take it apart. With other reason, maybe it is a heter to take it apart. So not that simple. Are you allowed to take apart sushi? I'm not clear. I'm not sure. Yishlodin. Maybe it's something else. Well, last point again to Megabin is they discuss snowballs on Shabbos. Is there an issue to put snow together and make a snowball without throwing it at somebody? Stop making the snowball in and of itself. There are those who might still want to be makel. Those want tiny from five different makaris weird to aser. And one of the main ones is you're putting things together. Megabin's chelik al chelik. Nichon legedo on Megabin. Therefore, they bring down that a b'yashiv he asks ice, surely asks the snowballs. So about this also, the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosah being done the Makor Chaim 400 years ago, said Nichol get him a gabim boyno. You can't make a snowball on Shabbos. Chachukei Chemin being down, it tells us to go boyno gabim over here. Therefore, the idea of gabim is also practical that they cannot make a snowball on Shabbos. It's really not a case of a snowman.
And they can't throwing it at somebody.
Again, there are more asses it. Right, in the Kiyam Klal. It was in the Kiyam Klal. I said, no, there is no real chibur. It's not even stuck together. Fall apart so easily. That's my colleagues in exile. The Kishon Aruch Maisa asked it. Fine, so Maisa went through a second. The first half of the Chabur was the Sugya of the seven Klal negate to Abin Mikalim. The second half of the Sugya would be Megabin. The Sayyid that came out is very important. You saw in negate to the Sharet Siyan. That's the Makor of why a person can iskoy to put a Chashmal, Aleph. You have a sigil of being Megabin over here, and negate to La'afoish, La'afoish, and the extension of that negate to exile, and they negate to the sigil of a sushi over here. Beshem on Thursday, we'll go through what it says on the page of the Torah, sif by sif, al through sif zayin over there. We'll focus more on halacha, we're going to involve all the challenges of bottle caps and soda cans and all the different raid. Now, there is a scary taz over here, sif cotton bays, we'll not do now. We'll do it when it gets sif yud bays, so it makes much more sense over here. Same thing negate to the magarvam and sif cotton hay, also we'll leave it to get to sif yud bays. And Bez Hashem, try to focus on what it says in Al-Aloch and go through what it says in the page over here. Wednesday.
Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday. Sorry.